saw Satan fall like lightning. I saw darkness run for cover. But the miracle that I just can't get over, my name is registered in heaven. I believe in signs and wonders. I have resurrection.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are welcome again to your daily energizer, your daily boost, faith boost, super boost, spirit boost. And I believe that it's been serving its purpose. All right. Please don't forget, drop a comment. Let's know how this has been a blessing or how it is still blessing. And don't forget, share with somebody. We are talking about moving from death to life. I trust that yesterday was a great beginning for us. So hey, let's jump right in. In the book of Deuteronomy and the 30th chapter, very, very, very familiar with us. And one thing this series will do, all right, and I trust that it will like really, really do it, okay, is open up our hearts and then help that fight of faith, all right? Help that fight of faith. You got that. There are things we've allowed, and sometimes unconsciously, you know, just allow these things. But hey, we fight. We put that foot down and say, no, not anymore. So using the New King James Version again today, Moses is speaking in Deuteronomy 30 and the 15th verse. He says, see, I have set before you today life and death, all right? Life and good, rather, death and evil. So he says, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. We'll skip to the 19th verse. It says, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that you and your descendants may live. So we're told to choose. Well, they, actually not us, they are told to choose life, death, blessing, cursing. So yesterday we said, hey, so put 15 and 19 together. So life, good, and blessing, one side. Death, evil, and curse, all right, or cursing, the other side. So if I am on the life side, it means I have good. If I have good, it means I also have the blessing. So Jesus in John 10:10, just quickly getting ahead of ourselves again, which is fine, said, I have come that you may have life. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So Jesus came to give you life, meaning he came to give you good, meaning he came to give you the blessing. So if you're born again, you need to say, this is the side I belong to. So Moses, rather, here is saying, choose, all right? Jesus came, I have confessed him as my Lord, so I have chosen. Practically, guys, we've chosen. John chapter 5 and 24. Please write it down and, if possible, read right now with me, all right? John 5, 24. Jesus is speaking. Most assuredly, I say to you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life and will not come into condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Has passed from death. I will still deal with this like tomorrow, day after tomorrow. It is important, but we need to bring it right in here. John 5:24, again, most assuredly I say to you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has, present tense possession, has everlasting life, shall not come into condemnation, but has passed, reality, spiritual reality, has passed from death to life. So if you listening to me are born again, this is your reality. You have passed from death to life, meaning you have passed from evil to good. It means you have passed from the curse into the blessing. Let's stay with this. I've passed from death to life. I've passed from evil to good. I've passed from the curse into the blessing. So when things happen around and they look like evil, you say, no, I have passed from you. So this is where faith comes in. Right? This is you now knowing this is my right. This is my privilege in Christ Jesus. I put my foot down. All right. I stand and I say, hey, this is what belongs to me. I will not enjoy I will not receive. All right. What is not mine. I have what is mine, what Jesus paid for. All right. Deuteronomy 30 is just like two chapters away, actually, from Deuteronomy 28. So let's quickly give ourselves a picture. Deuteronomy 28. You know what's there? The blessing of obedience and then the curse of disobedience. So where do we pick it from? So Moses, again, forgive me, says, now it shall come to pass if you will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commands, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above the nations of the earth. So he's saying if you obey God's word, well, the law, really, what he's giving them, then you'll be blessed. In our case, because you're in Christ, what the law was trying to give them here, which it still couldn't give to them, you receive by being in Christ. Do you understand that? Once again, John 5:24, he very most assuredly, I say to you, he that hears my word, all right, and believes on him that sent me, has everlasting life. So you say, hear the word. Yeah, hear the word. There is the gospel. You believe that Jesus is sent of God, is the Son of God. He died and resurrected, right? You believe that word. That encapsulates all of what Moses was trying to get them. Don't forget, Moses was only preparing them for someone to come, right? Yes, none of them were alive when he came, but the prophets had to do their job. Verse 2, all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord. Now, in Christ Jesus, Ephesians 1 and verse 3 says you are blessed, all right, with all spiritual blessings in heaven. So the blessings have come upon you. Now you need to gain a revelation of it and walk with the leading or in the leading or by the leading of the Spirit to enjoy. Listen, Jesus did everything that needed to be done. So he's given us the Holy Ghost to walk us through and into every single thing that's been done. All right. Did you get that? So we've come out of darkness. We've come into the light, but you need a revelation of the light and how it works. Verse 3, blessed would you be in the city. Anybody in the city listening right now? Blessed would you be in the country, meaning whether city or country, blessed. Don't forget now, life, good, blessing, one side. Death, evil, the curse, on the other side. If you are born again, you have passed from death, from evil, all right, from the curse, into life, into good, into the blessing. So what we're reading here is a blessing, which is good, which is life. All right. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed would you be in the field or in the country. Blessed would be the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, the offspring of your flock. This is these guys here. All right. They are farmers. All right. Cattle rearers and all. So you, whether an engineer, business. I mean, when we say business, that's like, then all the people of the earth will call you or will see rather, that you are called by the name of the Lord and they will be afraid of you and the Lord will grant you plenteous of goods. You might want to read that 11th verse in the app. Two things now. Understand there's a natural side of things. He said he will bless the work of your hands. So what are you doing? The Lord might give you new ideas, all right? Might tell you to go learn new skills. Why? He wants you positioned for where he's taking you to, for what he wants to do, for the money. We know whatever it is, we're seated together in heavenly places and we reign from our place of position and authority. Do you understand that? All right. So it says, the Lord will send on you confusion and rebuke in all you set your hand to do until you are destroyed, until you perish quickly. Because of the weakness of the hand. 21, the Lord will make the plague cling on you until you're consumed. Plagues, all right? Viruses are plagues. So you find here, look at 22, the Lord will strike you with consumption and with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning fever. So these are some things just feel, oh, well, go see the doctor. You could fight and say, well, even on my way to the doctor, I'm telling myself, but this is written in Deuteronomy 28 as a curse. Now, for me, Deuteronomy 28 is Moses, yeah, describing what is available in the earth, the evil that is available. And say, guys, once you disobey God, you get off the umbrella. I'm going to show you something in a minute that will help you understand all of this. So fever is here, inflammation, severe burning fever. All right, let me help with what now? Ooh, NLT, just help the language a bit better. All right, so the Lord will strike you with wasting disease, fever, inflammation, scorching heat, drought, blight, mildew. Easy to read version. Lord will punish you with disease, with fever, with swelling. Will send you terrible heat. Getting clear a little bit? All right. Just read it up on your own. All right. Someone says, no, I don't want to read it. It lets you have an idea of this is not my portion. I have passed from death to life. 23, and your heavens, all right, which are over your head will be bronze. No rain, nothing. The earth under you will be iron. Earth iron for a farmer. That's trouble. That's like hell on earth. But what God promised them is heaven on earth. So I tried this. I tried that. No, I am the seed of Abraham. I have the blessing. I have the life. I have the good. I enjoy good. I enjoy life. You put your foot down. You remind yourself of who you are. Talks about them being defeated. 27 here, all right? It says, the Lord will strike you with the boils of Egypt. So boil. It now says with tumors, all right, with scabs, with the itch, all right, that you cannot be healed from. So it says boils here. Please note, it uses tumors. It says scabs. It talks about itch, all right. It says from which you will not be healed, all right. Then there's madness, there's blindness, there's confusion of heart, all right. And then they'll be groping in noonday like them there in the dark. Just they say, no, this is not my portion. You could read through, all right. Why should I buy an ox and, you know, okay, let me just go there. 30, you'll betroth a wife, another will lie with her, all right? Either, so you could release your faith, I mean, against rape, all right? It can't happen. Why? Because I refuse it. I have life. I have the blessing. If it's ever happened to you before, this is me not being insensitive to your case. We could put a faith out and say, never again. Never again to me or to people around me. Just, we trust God for it. You have the life. You are passed from death to life. All right? It says, you will build a house, but another will live in it. And we see that happening to people. All right? You plant a vineyard, and then, hey, you will not get the grapes. Your ox will be stored up before your eyes. It's saying things just go wrong. Things go wrong. Things go wrong. It's, dear Lord Jesus. I'm trying to scroll like to the very, very last, very, very last, very, 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 very last part. All right. That's 60 what now? Okay. So where do I put it? Yeah. 61, 62. Okay. I just speak for him. Yeah. Great. I found it. All right. 60. Nah, 59. Yeah. 59. All right. 59, 59, 58. If you do not carefully observe all the words of the law, all right, that are written in the book, all right, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, all right, then the Lord will bring upon you and your descendants these extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, as sicknesses, guys, of long continuance, all right, and serious and prolonged plagues. Plagues, guys, I mean, serious and great ones. It's a curse. Oh, they say, oh, coronavirus, the invisible enemy. It's amazing when we say, oh, there's an invisible enemy. We all need to be careful. We have an invisible protection too, which is more powerful than the invisible enemy. You know, when you say, oh, the enemy is invisible, it means this is a picture you paint. We are human, physical beings on this earth, and then we cannot see the invisible enemy that we're fighting. So the enemy has a higher ground, all right? Because the enemy is invisible, and then the enemy sees us, we can't see it. So how do you fight what you cannot see? That's it. But the weapons of our own warfare also are not carnal. All right? They are mighty through God. That's 2 Corinthians, all right? And then you see also Ephesians chapter 6, we wrestle against flesh and blood. So it already says also that you are empowered to fight invisible battles.
with a shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. Do you see fiery darts of the enemy? Have you ever seen a fiery dart of the enemy? No, invisible. Yes. Have you ever seen the shield of faith? Invisible too. So with that invisible shield of faith, you'll quench invisible fiery darts of the enemy. So if it's an invisible battle, as a child of God, you are equipped. Issue there is ignorance. Issue there is opening the door to the enemy. Issue there is the carelessness, the hurt, the beating. You just open a door to the enemy. No, you shut it. You close the door. Take close the door. You get that? So we got to put our foot down and say, no, I refuse this. Right? And then ignorantly we open the door. Carelessly we open the door. All right? So the Lord will bring upon you, all right, and send us extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, and serious and prolonged sicknesses. Moreover, he will bring back on you all the diseases of Egypt. So he's talking about sickness and disease here. Of which you were afraid, and they will cling unto you. And also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law, in this book of the law, the Lord will bring upon you until you are destroyed. See the horrible thing going on here. He said, I mean, we've listed, and we say, listen, even the ones we don't have a record of right now, every sickness is going to happen. Good news. You, child of God, have passed from death to life. You, child of God, therefore, listen, Galatians 3, 13, 14, 13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, curse anyone that hangs on the tree. 14 says that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ. I will not receive the promise of the spirit of faith, right? So we say, well, Christ redeemed from the curse of the law. So we'll come to the curse of Moses. But the curse, this statement here, were particularly to the nation of Israel, not to the rest of the world. Moses was reading to Israel. Don't forget, the rest of the nations were called Gentiles. The law was not for them. They didn't know anything about Moses. So the curse, this curse of the law, was for them. But you now wonder, but didn't Christ redeem us? He did. He redeemed us from even something bigger. All Moses was describing here was what was already existing in the world. You say, where did it come from? We go back again, all right, to our beautiful Romans and chapter 5. So in Romans 5, which reminds us of what happened, in the book of Genesis, chapter 2 and chapter 3, our Romans 5:12 makes it clear that therefore, just as through one man, sin entered the world, and death through sin, so death spread upon all men because all sinned. So death, sickness. Listen, I said yesterday that you could be alive and then spiritually dead. So Adam disobeyed God. God said, the day you eat this, you will die. So Adam did die, but he died spiritually. Do you understand that? Adam was alienated, all right, from the life of God. Do you understand that language? Alienated. It means to be disconnected from your life source. All right. When the fan is turned off, the blades are still rolling, but the fan is off. So it took Adam's body, all right, over 900 years for death to finally catch up on it. But death was at work. Death was at work. Let me show you something in Ephesians and we'll come back to Romans. So Ephesians chapter 4 and the 17th verse says, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles in the futility of their minds, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God. It means they're disconnected. All right. Humanity was disconnected from the life of God. They were alienated. That's the word. All right. So I just wanted you to see where it is. Ephesians chapter 4. All right. You read 17 into 18. So back to our beautiful Romans and chapter 5, verse 12, through one man's offense or sin, all right? One man's disobedience, through one man, all right? His offense is disobedience. Sin entered the world. Death entered through sin. Death spread upon everybody. So everybody sinned. Why don't you notice something? For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin was not imputed when there was no law. Nevertheless, verse 14, now please listen. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those that did not sin after the likeness of the transgression of Adam. Death reigned. Death reigned. Death reigned, meaning death became like king. The moment Adam opened the door, death became, whoa, I hurt you, I kill you, I bring sickness upon you, I put wickedness in your heart, I make you kill your brother, I make Ishmael kill you, death just became king. But he says, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses. What happened? Why did it rain from Adam till Moses? Why didn't it just keep raining? Not because it wasn't raining everywhere else, but something happened in the time of Moses. He did what? Presented them life and death. What basically am I saying? Moses' time, that dispensation, all right, and then into the time of the nation of Israel, really, they had an umbrella. When it rains and you put out an umbrella, it doesn't stop raining. You are in the rain, but you are covered by an umbrella or maybe some sort of canopy. That's what Moses provided. The law, the priesthood, shielded the people of Israel. Anytime they were in good books with God or in good standing with God, the things happening all around, the wickedness of the enemy upon the nations of the earth would just not happen to them. Their farm produce was great. Their businesses were prospering. Everything about them ran smoothly because they were enjoying the life. They enjoyed the good. They enjoyed the blessing. The moment they become disobedient, something goes wrong. One nation, the Assyrian or Babylonians, or just show up and then just mess them up. Then they cry to God and then go rescue them again. So the principle of the priesthood and the law, you know, the annual sacrifices kept bringing about a covering. It was called the atonement. Atone means to cover. All right? Atonement. In the New Testament, we don't have an atonement. We have a remission. To atone means, for example, you write something, then you cover it up. It's still there. It's just covered. It cannot be seen. To remit means you delete, you expunge it, you wipe it off, you erase it. It's no longer there. So in the New Testament, we don't have our sins atoned. We have our sins remitted. We have remission, forgiveness and remission of sins. Why? The slate is clean. We're in God's good books. And then we have the gift of eternal life. So guys, death becomes king, but God created a stopper. So Moses' time was like a canopy or an umbrella in or for the new creation. It is not a canopy. You are moved out of the rain into the house. Good news now is you moved out of the rain into a house. You know, say, but I need to move. I need to go from here, there. I need to get to work. I need to get into the rain. No, you are not going to get into the rain. You are in a house. That house now, good news, is a mobile house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't forget, John 5:24. Most assuredly, I say to you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life, shall not come into condemnation, but has passed from death into life. That means your new location now is life. I'll say it in a way you'll get it. Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ. So you moved location. You are not where you were, then having an umbrella all around you. Your location changed. All right? Hebrews chapter 12 says you have come to Zion. New place. So Colossians 1 tells you, verse 13, you've passed from darkness, kingdom of darkness, into the kingdom of his dear son. 1 Peter 2:9, you've come from darkness. He called you out of darkness into light. Location has changed. That's why you may see 1,000 fall at your side, 10,000 right hand. Amplified says you are inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High. You are no longer in the rain. You are no longer in the rain. So in the rain, it rains cats and dogs, like we say in the natural. But what we say right now, it's raining curses and it's raining evil and it's raining death. It's in the rain. Moses gave them an umbrella to shield them off the rain. Anytime they seen the guns of God, the umbrella tilted and the rain will beat them. You are not in the rain. You are not in the rain. Child of God, you are not in the rain. You have passed from death to life. You've changed location. You've changed. So no matter how heavy the rain bit, it can't hit the house. You are in a house, not an umbrella. You are in a house and the house is mobile. Oh, Christ is in you and you are in Christ. Christ is in you and you are in Christ. Life is in you. You are in life. John 5:24 again. Most assuredly, I say to you, he that hears my word and believes on him who sent me has everlasting life. I says, okay, I have it. Why are you saying it's in me? Because the 26th verse of that John 5 says, as the Father has life in himself, so the Son also has life in himself. So life is what they have in them. the Father and the Son came that you may have life. So are you going to have it in you? So he says, most assuredly I say to you, he that hears my word, believes on him who sent me, has everlasting life. Where? In him shall not come into condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Has passed. You, child of God, you've changed location. You've moved from where you used to be. You've changed. You're not where the devil can get you. Oh, no, you're not. Colossians 3 says, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. We must think from a new position consciousness. We must think from a new location consciousness. You've changed location. You've changed location, child of God. You have changed location. Things are not the way they used to be. Stop thinking like that. The reign of death. Death reigned. Oh, let's end there, all right? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And then we'll pick it up again tomorrow. Let's end with this 17th verse of Romans 5. Therefore, as by one man's offense, death reigned. He's using the word reign again that he used in verse 14. He says, death reigned from Adam to Moses. But he reigned actually all over the rest of the world. Moses created a stopper for Israel, but there was no stopper for the rest of the Gentiles. I mean, the Gentiles all over the world. So it says 17 as we close, all right? Through one man's offense, death reigned by him. Much more, those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings through one which is Christ. So you and I, death reigned, now we reign. So the way there has been a fear of death, the table has turned. The way there was a fear of death, the table has turned. Oh, thank you, Lord. The way there was a fear of death, the reason why we pray most times, you're afraid of what death will do to you. And that death is the curse. And that death is evil. And you have passed from death to life. From the curse to the blessing, you have passed. Child of God, you have passed. You have passed. You have passed. I believe this is a blessing. Share it. We'll hook up again tomorrow and talk about the defeat of death, because death has been defeated. The reign of death for us believers is completely over and like totally over. Glory to God. Have a great day. Share this. Let it bless someone. I will see you tomorrow. Blessings.